From a chart of the Holy Spirit, I will give you why all the values and scriptures are given by Jesus. That is, all scriptures given by the Spirit of God are the first place of adoption for the Spirit of God, and so it is first time when it's right for them. So, something I showed us is that scriptures are for explanation. You saw that, right? Scriptures are to be explained. Now, I'll get back to that, but I want to put this on the ground. You know, there are two ways to actually teach scripture, right? Or we'll have a study around scripture. There are two ways to study around scripture. We are studying subject matter, where you don't pick up a particular subject, let's say a subject on sin, for example, and then we're teaching it from scripture. We're looking at different places, how it was used, and you need to teach, right? You look at teaching, and that is what we do many times from the statistics and the like, where you just pick up a particular thing from scripture, then you teach, right? Then also that when you read the book, right? You read the book. When you have something like the thing today, we are reading the book of Philippians. So, when we read, when we did not try to read books like this, we are not just reading a particular subject matter, but, you know, let's say the book of Philippians will have several subject matter in one subject matter. Amen. So, you approach it conceptually, and then you also approach it holistically. Amen. Amen. You know the Lord. Because a particular book can address different matters. Different subject matters. So I am it's safer when you read the book. Because before you read it, subject matter, before you actually get to a certain subject matter, you must first of all understand how that subject matter will be conceptually. Do you get that? So that is why when we approach it conceptually, like we're doing in the context, what that helps us to do that we see in the proper light. An example would be when you want to just talk about maybe TV, for example, that we're looking at some stuff. And you don't read it in the context within what Paul is talking about in Romans, Corinth, and Ephesians at the same time. Do you understand? Because you are just trying to receive subject matter without looking at the context. You then think, why apostles is mentioned first? Because apostles is true. But you look at that, not what you want to discuss. But when you read in context, you see what you are discussing across the same industry. What are you doing? Amen. So that's why it's true to approach scriptures conceptually. To read the text together. And that's what we do. That's what we're doing. So therefore, earlier on, I told us scriptures are for explanation. That you are scriptures are to the first explain before you approach it. You are first of all. Genesis to Deuteronomy, Moses taught before you know. We saw that. The kings are Peter. They are pastoring Peter, so they are to teach. Amen. We saw that, right? They are to teach us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. These are the one part. So something else to see. We say it's God's pattern. We never forget that it's God's pattern. It's God's pattern that we are called. Even as a Jesus, a good pattern too, was found with the doctors of the law. Hallelujah. Luke was found with the doctors of the law. Then he began to ask questions. In chapter 4, the situation is about to show us that it was the first call to go to the synagogue. The synagogue is where they gather and they are taught the scripture. So you have that process. Amen. Of going to the synagogue to study. Hallelujah. will give up. So, somewhere, that Peter is written to a people. To a people to examine. And written to a people to examine. Peter is not written into an individual. Please, that is a parenthesis. So, don't look at that. Peter always says, you are an individual. He's always given to a people, or put it like this, at the background of Jesus, of the book of Jesus, you find the people at the background. At the background, you find the people. Let's take this one by two. Genesis 1 was written to the children of Israel, the children of Israel that just left Israel. And the book of Israel was written to the next generation, because all of them are left to be dying in the winter. Right? So, it was written to the people. Hallelujah. Joshua was written to the people of Israel. So, his children, the people of Israel, the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Down to Malachi, we are written to the congregation of Israel. So you have a congregation of the background. Hallelujah. All the achievements, we are written to a congregation. All the achievements, we are going to see that. Let's take one that usually died, the pastoral achievements. The pastoral achievements, which is what we have, Timothy, Titus, and Philemon. We say, oh, we are reading to God, I'm not going to see you, can I come to mind, right? Well, you are right in the same story. But also, we have the conversation about the background. He was not just a text, he is a part of the movie. Therefore, in the writing to Timothy, Paul would have the background of the short attention. So the instructions he will give to Timothy will be instructions for Ephesus. So at the background of the book to Timothy, on the writing of Timothy, you have the Ephesus. Also in Titus was the pastor in Christ. Amen. For the pastor to be Christian, the Christian believer. So all of Paul do, Paul is writing to Titus, and at the background of it will be what? Christ. Look at this. When you give instructions on how Jesus should be appointed, he will give instructions on how he should speak without doctrine. So, at the background of the book of Titus, the book of Titus is a short as good. Did you see that? Amen? What are you going to do? Then, what about the book of Philemon? There is between Philemon and Onesimus. No, don't forget that. Also, Philemon was also a leader at the church of Corinth. So, at the background again, you have Corinth. What about this? Amen. Amen. So, people can say, what about the four boxes? The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But what I'm trying to come across to you is the fact that when you come to how you approach scriptures, you must approach scriptures with a congregational mindset. With a gathering-like mindset. Well, a gathering-like mindset. They were written to a gathering. Hallelujah. They were written to a what? A gathering. First of all, John was written to who? First of all, they were written to the 27 churches in Asia. The same with the book of Revelation. Amen. What about this? The seven continuations. Seven is what I remember. What about the synoptic account? Well, let's see something. Before the synoptic account were written, were there doctrines, were the synoptic account the doctrine of the apostles? Was it part of their doctrine? Yes. Where you have the incarnation, death and burial of Jesus was part of their teaching. Hallelujah. In Acts of Apostles chapter 2 today, Acts of Apostles chapter 2, is Israel, hear this word. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God upon you by miracles and by signs and wonders, which God Jesus, by him and the rest of you as innocent, also know. He is delivered by a determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. He has taken by the wicked man and has crucified and has slain. Therefore, whom God has raised up, having loosed the chains of death, because of not what I used to be before. You know this?
Yeah, I don't feel, I mean, God feels this call.
and said, who is here that I am? I'm not doing this. For behold, the Lord cometh one after me, who is full of the Spirit. And what were you doing? This Matthew 7. It says, let them the son of the son of Abraham, who is forever among the children of God, to do the work of this salvation said. For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their ruler, because they knew his word. The object of going from the prison, we are ready to suffer guilt, and they have fulfilled them in condemning the guilt. And though the final cause of death is in the entire passage that is to be said, and where they have fulfilled all that is written of him, they took him down from the street and laid him in the sarcophagus. And God raised him from the dead, and he was in many days of them which came up with me from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are Jesus from the beginning, and will be blessed to look at my kindness. How that a promise was made unto the Son. It is God has fulfilled. The same also of that children, say that the mercy of Jesus of the King, and to be also written in the second of God, our Christ, this day has by the God of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you see that? Glory to God. Glory to God. So, thank you. So, he was part of the activity. In fact, look at the word there. Look at the word. Imagine about the incarnation. Look what? It is what God has made and taken in hand to set in order a beautiful of those things which has strongly believed amongst us. So, it was a common belief. Amen. The incarnation of the common belief embedded in their system. Glory to God. For the common belief embedded in their system. Glory to God. So, the event of the incarnation is that it was the core of their system. Therefore, when they wrote the still of his writing, he was breathing to the Christ. Hallelujah. Therefore, we shall say, so, we see that the Old Testament book was written to the Christ. In fact, the four verses to the Christ, right? They have been written to the Christ. Therefore, we shall say, scriptures are better on their truth in the garden. Jesus has better understood yet in a garden. I feel that in a garden life mindset. In a garden life mindset. Hallelujah. That's it. Let's look at your feet. What do you think of your feet? I know we said something about your feet earlier. What do you think? Hallelujah. That means you have to get you have to approach the emphasis. You have to approach it once in a congregational like mindset, right? Right? You must understand that the background is the book of Acts and the background of the book of Acts is the fourth gospel. The background of the fourth gospel is the Old Testament book. Can you see that? Amen. I think again, the background of the epistle is the book of Acts. The background of the book of Acts is the fourth gospel. The background of the fourth gospel is the what? Is the what? The Old Testament book. Now, if that is, so that is a very integral part of the existence. Now, see the four verses and the book of Acts. If you take them away, you can never understand the existence. If you take away the four verses and the book of Acts, you can never understand the existence. Never. How? Look at that little one of time. Chapter 4. Malachi 4 and Romans 1. Are you there? Malachi 4 and Romans 1. Now we see. Now in Malachi 4, let's do a thing that is no form of you and a little man. Malachi 4 is a holy moment. The below, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and blessed day of the Lord. And if you have called the heart of the father to the children, and the heart of the children to the father, let I come and smite the head with a cup. Chapter 1. It says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle for the glory of God. So ask yourself the question. Because all through the Old Testament book, there is no Paul, neither was there a Jesus. So ask them, who is Jesus? Who is Paul? Would you understand it better? You would not know what the reason is your history if you don't have the book of Acts and what? The problem. Okay, okay. Hallelujah. Okay, okay. So the book of Acts and the book of Acts are very vital in our study of the history. What could this be something for after the first chapter 15? Look, I told you, the book of the epistles are written to solve issues, to solve where there is an issue, there is an issue that is an issue. I want you to ask today, were there any other words where we spoke about an issue dealing with in return an answer? Right? We said there was an issue and return an answer, and so let me return to something, passing a resolution, and then send you their letter to the church, and then send you through the hand of a leader, right? Judas and with fire. Judas from Barabbas. From Barabbas and fire. Right? Right? So what was their goal? They will read him to them and then do what to them? They will read it to them and explain it. So then they have those two roles to read and to explain. But let's get back to this. So it says, those that you deliver the letters are literally the leader. Don't forget that. Now, let's see how the epistles are structured. Look at that Acts 15, verse 22. Verse 22. Also, verse 23. And they will not let them by them after this man. The apostles and elders and brethren. Send greetings unto the brethren, which are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Sicilia. You see that? So, the first part of an epistle is the salutation. You find given in Paul's writing, and if I do a question at all, amen, you have the salutation. No. The what? Salutation. without having something. Look at the spiritual law. So can we say Acts 15 was the first epistle to read? Can we say that? The first epistle to read Acts 15. Amen. Amen. Before Paul wrote, the apostles are born. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, the difficult. For as much as we've heard that searching which way that the world has struggled you with war, so breaking your soul, saying you will be circumcised, and give the law, right, the womb will give no such commandment. It is good for us all. You have the introduction. After the salvation, you have the introduction. You have the introduction. There is the salvation, and then there is an introduction. In the introduction, when you begin to talk about, when you begin to introduce some of your subject matter. When you introduce your subject matter, how do you? Your subject matter. In the conversation, you will see the writer, right? The author, and also those who you are seen by Jesus. Amen. Is it the apostles to do to be talking in answer to Syria, right? And Syria. Did you see that? Amen. You have an answer and Syria and Syria. So you will find the author, right? The author of the text, and then you will find the room. Now, sometimes that author of the text can also be, for example, look the book of Corinthians was written by you. The book of Corinthians was written by you. Good. So, actually, if I were telling you, you have four hands, you can see. Like we're not written by Paul, but Paul was the subject matter. Paul wrote to them, right? But we're not only 10 down by 2. Amen. So 10 down by 2. So we look at this mostly being the editorial work. Amen. Amen. So we look at it. Yeah, yeah. So we look at it. It was a letter from Jesus. Amen. So can we say Paul oversaw the letter written? Yes. He was the overseer of the letter. And again, many times I will say, write the letter to this thing. And you send it to me. I didn't write the letter, but I'll see that to you. Due to that, you didn't write the letter. But it's the letter coming from you. Yes. What that means, that means I saw the letter, I've overseen it both. Look, I send it. Right? Glory to God. Lord, when you look at that, in coming, right, coming from the north in the book of India, but now we also have the far side. How can Moses write the book of Deuteronomy and Moses said to his wife? Amen? Moses wrote the book of Deuteronomy. I'm not saying Moses didn't write the book of Deuteronomy, but Moses said to his wife. Okay, I will read. That means we have to come back again and we look at it. Moses actually, so there are times when an author will start a writing and somebody else will complete the writing. Which I won't have joint authors. Yes, we can have joint authors. Hallelujah. Put your phone ready. Put your phone ready. Okay, for example, let's get to Ephesians chapter 1. Let's say the joint authors. Paul and Timothy, the son of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Jesus which are activity. So that is joint author. Paul and Timothy. You see that? Amen. Amen. So you have joint author. Listen to the introduction. Amen. You find the sender and the recipient. That's salvation. That's the salvation. They don't have been forever when they begin to talk about some of the subject matter, you not introduce, right? The introduction part. Then get into the body of the letter, and all these are incorporated in Acts of Apostles chapter 15. Then you report
Now, can you have, now when you have the introduction,
when I hear you say, then you not get to know the first of the letter, I want you to begin to now talk about each subject matter and you need to calculate. Now that is the paragraph
which translate or interpret that I've learned for chapter. Well, sometimes you can find those chapters wrong in terms of the paragraph, but the reason for chapter was they were trying to paragraph, so they don't need chapter. But you also didn't write the chapter, right? It's actually paragraph in which several times you can form the result. Hope that will be.
So each subject matter will not carry different paragraphs.
You remember? In the body of the letter, each subject matter that is in form
will not carry different paragraphs.
So we remember?
We have in the New Testament book, we have 27 books, right? In the New Testament book, right? Let me go to synopsis. First synopsis, right? And the book of Acts. How many is remaining? 22, right? 10, right? Take it away from
Ephesians 7, last 22.
Out of these 22, which we call the end, out of the 22 and 50, 4 words are two.
Paul, what time is it?
13. Paul, what time is it? 13. What is more than half?
How do we know that?
Is it more than half? Okay. He is higher to Paul. I don't mean the higher. The reason that wrote up, that wrote more books is the existence in John, and John will be before.
Hold on, the closest to Paul, what I would have been closest to John, and John will be before.
After John will have two written by Peter.
From 24, the rest of those one was Jude 1, James 1, amen. Who else again? Hebrews 1.
Who else again?
Hold on, wait.
Hallelujah. You remember? So, it's James Vital for us to ask the question, who is Paul?
Hallelujah.
Who is Paul? What are we saying? What are we going to do that for that Paul?
Now, because I know in the previous chapter,
hallelujah.
So I'm going to reserve that for that issue, right? And then leave some part of what I want to say about Paul for tomorrow. Just say a few things about Paul tomorrow. Make sure you have taught this in our last on the book of Colossians. You want this to say, let's digest that one. Find this one for our focus.
You remember? So, Paul is important. So let's see, Peter, what did that say about Paul?
Right?
Now what do you want to talk about Paul? 7 Peter 3 He says, and I tell that the Lord spoke to him about God's establishment, even about beloved brother Paul, upon the reason given to you as you can see, and also in all the people, speaking in them with truth, in which something that hard to understand. So Jonah 2, we say that our level and our stable rest as the Jonah 2 is the only one of the problem. So this is not Peter's condemnation of false writing, but Peter's commendation of it. Not a condemnation, but a commendation. He says, one, we will talk about God's wisdom. Right? Hallelujah. He says, what we are preaching was from God's wisdom, God's wisdom. Amen. God's wisdom. Now, he now equated Paul's writing to scripture, the scriptures of the church of the Old Testament. He put them, he said, James, who reads? Right? It didn't have to be understood for them that are on stable. It didn't have to be understood. Say for them that they are on stable and you're learning. the same thing they do to other people. You understand? So it's not just Paul to other people. So don't close your eyes to that. So that means Paul's teachers is quoted, Paul's writing is quoted as scripture. Paul's writing is quoted as what? Scripture. Hallelujah. So here that here, he's commending Paul's writing. He's commending Paul's writing. Hallelujah. Commending Paul's writing. Hallelujah. Let's see what he says. Galatians chapter 2. Yes, ma'am. It is time when Jesus stepped up and your good people receive the grace, and if they receive the grace, now give it to you. They give me and have the right hand of fellowship. Now to go unto the heathen and give unto the Jesus. Now, we're talking about how you can be a personal journey, right? A personal journey of after the chapter 13. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, we'll be. Okay. So you see how important is personal journey. Right? So, now, what did he say? He gave me this and Barnabas a right hand of fellowship. Right hand of fellowship there means, right hand of fellowship there means they gave him the go ahead. Hallelujah. Right? They understood and supported them in the work of ministry. Never forget that. They understood and supported them in the work of ministry. Glory to God. In the what? In the work of ministry. Glory to God. Let's do something else. So, what is Paul to the contact? Philippa, the Philippian girl. Let's get closer to the Philippian girl. Amen. The Christian church is a church that Paul founded. Unlike the church at Colossians. Amen. This one, he founded the church. He founded the church. Now, the son of Philippi is in Macedonia. The Christian church is in Macedonia. In Acts of Apostles chapter 16, now let me go over to due to the background of the church at Philippi. That is, why is always the church that reminds us of the people of man? Why is he said that he's a church in Philippi? How many people got their writing letters to anybody? Amen. To the body of Christ. No. He said that he's a church at Philippi. James gave us the church at Philippi. Who did? Paul. Why? Because Paul founded it. Amen. Amen. That was a this is false ministry. Yes, false ministry. So that's it. So it's writing to instruct upon it. Amen.
You
know that? The life of the church is part of it. So, when you go to Paul, founded the church, you go back to rest. After that book. Okay, I'll read. The book of Paul is a false evangelist in itself. But it's about a false ministry. Yes, why? Because Paul decided to start the church again. Yes. Glory to God. Okay, just like one of us from Lagos leaving and going to another location and starting up same part in your church. Is that why Paul could write to them? He only has oversight function over the church. Okay, what do you mean? He has oversight function over the church. Let me go for that. Ask about what happened to the church. That's the church that came back. It is. And from there, to verify, which is the chief of the city, which is the chief of that part of Macedonia? The chief of that part of Macedonia. And the colonies are being there in that city abiding city. So that means Philippi
is in Macedonia.
Amen. In fact, Philippi is the eastern city to Macedonia. Amen. Macedonia is not the eastern city. Can we say Wadaki? It's an eastern city from Cotonou to Lagos. Yes. It's a very part of the world. So Philippi is part of Macedonia. What are we? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, Macedonia has other cities. There are other cities in Macedonia, not just Philippi. So now, they have other cities like Thessalonica and Berea. Judah, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Get back to Acts of Apostles. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
And that from you, sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to God's word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak any confusion.
Amen.
You know the Lord? So Thessalonica was in Macedonia.
When we had the Macedonian church, it's not just Philippi, okay, it's through Thessalonica and the Greek.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 1 Thessalians 4:10.
And indeed, yet do you towards all the brethren which are in all Macedonia, for with these two brethren, that they increase more and more. What is this brethren to them? The brethren is
from that
law.
Amen.
From that law.
In Acts of Apostles chapter 17,
to go as well, so you see, Silas and Timothy both get saved. Hallelujah. And they conducted, Paul, brought him into Athens, and receiving a commandment from Silas and Timothy was to come with all things in the packet. Amen. Amen. Go to God. So let's see a
go into where it is. Now, can we keep living of the spirit
from the book of Acts, from the book of Philippians. So they were led by God to Macedonia. Okay, we need. Amen. Amen. So they couldn't go. The Holy Ghost didn't allow them to go. Now, why would the Holy Ghost have moved just to this, right? Why would the Holy Ghost not allow them to go into Philippians? I thought they said go into another one. Right? But this is for a reason. Because you see that they never have gone to Asia and Greece. Paul is not Asia. Hallelujah. Paul is not Asia. Ephesus is in Asia. Paul is not Asia. You know what I'm saying? But at that point, now that is why I said to us, even when it comes to the point of going out to the bridge of God, you must follow the leading of the Spirit. Amen. They are telling the Holy Ghost to ask you to minister at a certain place. Right? But this is also Holy Ghost. Don't just say, I'm just going to minister. And just go out like that. No! And so when you are going to find a certain place, right? I'm not supposed to be a preacher of the gospel. So I'm saying that God's prophet. And I go out on my head and I was here. I was seen to the supernatural. I was not paying to the supernatural. So don't get to go up my hand. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 You got to go for time. So, the Lord didn't allow them to go there for a reason. Don't they still going to go there? Don't they see what that they mean to you that you move ahead today? Hallelujah. Let me come to you. You know that it came. After 2 months, they came to Paul. And a vision appeared. Now, the only one to cover them not to go to Egypt, but this by utterance, was supernatural utterance, right? That means they were not just moving, right? They followed the wisdom of the Spirit. So they knew that God wanted to go to Egypt at that time. So, Paul and Paul were different, right? They went to Macedonia and prayed him, they come over to Macedonia and help us. And after they have seen the vision, and they thought to go to Macedonia and suddenly exactly that the Lord has called us from the preaching gospel of the end. You see that? And suddenly that's what I spoke to us about yesterday, some divine gifts. Amen? Amen? Some divine. So we look at all the leading. We look at everything. So I said to us, whenever, and I'm going to say this to you, media team and to all of us, whenever we have special meetings, from the last special meeting we have, all the times you have time to have conversations, right? Around the things of the table, where they give you prophecy, what of revelation, right? What of vision was of revelation, right? What you do after such meeting, like I said, you're not supposed to throw away your thing. Media team. Hallelujah. So what is for what can we have the church together? Hallelujah. So we cannot assuredly gather yourself. Assuredly gather means I will put everything together. Everyone. That's why you record. You record the phone side, you have it in your phone, and then you delete that thing. You record the side and listen to them again. So you listen to all of them together. Now the believer will do this all the time. So you can now look at everything together. What is the Lord saying? So you have a full of anything the Lord says to do in that case. And possibly in that. Hallelujah. And moreover, or basically, when you put all the words together, you discover that there is that one thing that the Lord has laid in all those places that is that this is the summary of what God is saying to you. This is some of what God is saying to all and the ministry. Amen. Amen. You can put everything together and say in one sentence, it was God for you. Hallelujah. You know you can do that. So the point for you today, all the words you have in the recording, in the original, get put everything together. What is God saying? Okay, what is it? You see everything that is of God is in here. So there will be an emphasis on some subject. That's what they thought. They put all the prophecies together. Lord, nobody wants to go there. Nobody wants to go there. They are seeing this and praying in the picture. That is God is calling us to this thing. Hallelujah. That is God is calling us to this time. And God is saying, who are the ministry? Hallelujah.
have the vision. So we will have a special meeting. We will gather together again and then we'll give words of prophecy behind the vision. Can we put it together? Hallelujah. Remember those at the book of charity, we had work around teenagers meeting and teenagers of heart. How many of you remember that? Remember that it came too often. It came too often. I suddenly can't see that the Lord is calling my heart to that elect, to that work. Therefore, we have got to carry camp. But Ferdinand mentioned this thing. Leaders are totally tactic that the Lord has said, we must go prayer to fast. What are we? Are totally tactic. So the Lord said, we can see this thing. We can see what is the Lord doing. Glory to God. For yourself, what has the Lord spoken to you over in the last 1 year? For meeting, you can gather this. Hallelujah. You can come down here. All the while when you do your prayer, you speak. Now, sorry, I want to also correct that. I didn't tell us that God speaks to do prayer to speak. Sorry, you don't listen to me. I didn't say prayer to speak, but you have tried this prayer to speak. I call it pastoral receipt. This is what's happening to you. It's called pastoral receipt. Which will also include praying, but it will not end in prayer. In your personal receipt time, what has God said to you? Well, what has God said to you? In personal receipt. Or just when I just prayed, the whole sister was like, you are gone, and I heard nothing from God. So, all the time, and every time I have my personal receipt, there is something I'm writing now. And the Lord is telling my heart to do. Amen? See, stop that when I do pastoral ministry. That was one of the very best times I do pastoral ministry. Amen? Sometimes I'll just sit on the floor, my legs folded, and I pray. So now after a while, I'll go quiet. I'm right. Sometimes I want to lie flat. Not because I'm tired, it's a personal thing. Sometimes you don't understand where you are listening and then you are listening to any music. No, you are listening to a point of consecration. Sometimes you are listening to a message. That's your partner. And you are doing it. The Lord is saying to you as you are praying. It's personal. It's personal that will reinforce what? That will reinforce us consecration to the work of God. You have that in your personal receipt, there's no just concentration. There's no that thing the Lord is saying in your heart for the next 1 month to do the work of ministry. You don't have personal receipt. I'll tell you some of the pastors some days back. I get that was about last week. You don't have personal receipt. You don't. Because I think we call it prayer receipt. I think that prayer receipt is done in church, in you. That I call people to do partner prayer as a pastor, not the king of partner prayer. Amen. We have that first meeting to know this is what the Lord has to do for the world of ministry. Hallelujah. You are set on a particular course. This is what the Lord has set in my heart. Amen. So there is. From this month, in the personal ministry, you are going to be asked, what is the Lord leading your heart? What is the Lord leading your heart toward? So there is something you should have heard in your heart. Hallelujah. In the work of him. Now we can look at you in that word and say, oh, you said the Lord has said you should do this. Right? And we are going to work with you. And when we tell what you have said, not from what we tell you. I thought it's 2 years ago how the living is not a book. When the living is at you, what how the Lord is giving your book is not a book. Amen? We can get another one of this number of books. Amen? Go back and you meet your partner.
Whenever I'm doing pattern repeat and I'm on TSD, they are just for some like three or two. not say I was free, because I was doing my own journey. Amen.
Amen.
The reason why is in the assumption.
Hallelujah.
So that means there's a time for our eyes to move. There's a time for our ears to be open. There's a time for us to see the hand. There's a time for us to have the meat of flesh. That's clear.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. He said, I will be refreshed. My personal
refreshment.
And times of the world. Times of moving. Hallelujah.
Then you will tell your members
to the
disciples.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Amen. So that we are suddenly
right.
Amen. So, the Lord sent them to Macedonia. I will say that. The Lord sent them to Macedonia. And in Macedonia, they will have,
we'll have Thessalonica, right?
Okay. So why did God send them to Macedonia?
For the gospel, right?
God sent them to Macedonia for the gospel. In fact, we have many, prominent people in that city. In Acts 14, we found a woman called Lydia, a seller of purple. Lydia, a seller of purple, meaning she was an influencer. Hallelujah. Who got this?
the gate was saved. So, why did God send him? For the gospel to found his body. Hallelujah. So what else? Another appropriate household that God says is the house of Jesus. Look at Philippians chapter 1. The house of Jesus.
The capital of the world. Amen. Amen.
You know, when you talk about, you know, when you talk about human, you think of great things, right? Rome was a chapter to us, and the Roman chapter was the same perspective. Here's what Paul said. He said, when I therefore, and Paul said, therefore he has big name of Macedonia and Achaia, to make them in contribution for the fourth thing, which are blessed, Jerusalem. Jesus, he told them, and he said to the chapter, he said, this guy, hallelujah. So that means they gave. They gave to the work of ministry. They were the heavy giver. We're going to get there. Amen. And who is the one of people about their son? Hallelujah. In fact, the 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Aside from writing to Titus and the church at Corinth, I mean, at the church of Galatia, which was written before Paul got to the Macedonian, right? Listen, the great Macedonian appeared in almost all of Paul's life. Paul. In fact, why did he appear in the book of Titus? Because he was written from, the book of Titus was written from Macedonia. Look at it. Group of Titus was Macedonia. From Macedonia. From Macedonia. Amen. So Macedonia was represented as the background of Titus. Do you understand? Amen. So, ask what you mean. Why would you want to give up? Paul has two doses of other days, so he has taken away the number of four times. Amen? Okay, okay. Go with the Lord. Amen. And he said, Paul was only 2 years. Man of God. I didn't say he was a kid. But he said, Paul was only 2 years. He sent Timothy to Ephesus. And then when I sent him, he said, when I went to Macedonia, I said, I had you that year we named an episode. Why are we going to Macedonia? Amen. So talk frequently to people in Macedonia. Go to the Lord. Why is that? This pastor is not helping you. Look at this. Amen. That I am a person. I said, what about you? You, the weight of the grace of God bestowed on the trustee of Macedonia. Now he was about to extend the grace upon the church of Macedonia. You see that? The truth is there. How that a great fire over Jesus, the God of the Lord, and the deep poverty according to the wisdom of the ambition. So he told you something about the church of Macedonia. Right? But there is no that buoyancy. You have that. There is no that buoyancy. They say, but Jesus. Amen? They say they have to cry out. In fact, when Paul was writing on his thoughts at Thessalonica, he mentioned it. Amen? Amen? They talk about those that stumble themselves. But Jesus, who are the ones? Oh, the Roman Thessalonica is in Macedonia. Who are the ones that stumble? Chapter 1 verse 7. It is, and to you who have troubled, rest not when the Lord has revealed from heaven with his right angel. Who have troubled. Look at verse 7 of the 5. It says, which is manifest, which is a manifest to the right hand judgment of God, that ye are counted worthy of the kingdom of God. For we hear also from our faith, it is a right of sin that God will consent to believers to get that from you. So we have persecution. Therefore, so that we ourselves grow in you, in the reporting of God, for your patience and faith in all your faith, Jesus, and the tribulation that you endure. So they faith to believers. Hallelujah. The next one. the gift to believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
For him to write unto you, for I know the fortune of the man, for which I both of you to hear of Macedonia and Achaia. I mean that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your Jesus has provoked brethren. Yet, our same brethren, these are both still of you, should be in faith. They did ask that, as I said, yea, they be ready. Lead happily to hear of Macedonia, come with me and find your place. We that will stay not you to be ashamed, given incident to Hallelujah. So you put them to present the amount your Jesus. You may not come in mouth for that you guys. But your father is there. You talk about the same thing. You talk again. And when we made that posting, the land that they asked, I didn't know you. But we keep our hands in. That our boat will not be in this place. Amen. But what is it? Is that they are still going to provoke many. They are all about an easy. Is that an easy one? You have to go follow me. Amen. You have to go follow me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So very wise. Very wise. Let us say this. That I don't have time. He said, and when I was present with you and wanted, I was catching two flowers. Now, what is wrong with this same word? But not in this context. I mean, this same thing, yes, not perfectly, but you receive the same thing to the other people. Okay, you can see that at the moment, what do you get there? Who knows this? Amen. It is, when I was present with you, and I wanted, I was not having, I was not able to know her. For that, we was lacking to me, the greater which came from Macedonia of life. Jesus, and all things I've kept myself, for being both someone to you, and so I will keep myself. Amen? No, I'm not telling you no. I was the one. I need it. Amen? But he can't get in there with us. But the Lord has not been able to supply my needs. Hallelujah. Amen? He didn't, never after I was able to do that. He saw that he never touched him. Hallelujah. But he knew how to meet the needs of Japan. Don't say it to God. What are we doing? Look at Philippians chapter 4. Amen. Do not let it now. Say, those things which are both, which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in you, you say that the God of peace has been with you. But I rejoice in the Lord's grace that now, at the last, you fear of you. Jesus has thrown it again. So that means the Lord of the world can back it. Amen. Because something that was in your hands, amen, has thrown it again. Glory to God. Correct? Yeah. Yeah, so that's for it today. When we hear also, we are also here to go here after one. But know that I see the lesson of one. I have learned in whatever state. I have learned how to be content. I know how to be abated, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, and the Spirit, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abandon and to suffer me, that can do all these things. So, I can do strange things to you, that? And then, can God say, no, how to say, in last and in the end, right? So, what we can do, ye have done and well done, right? That ye did communicate with my assistance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let you see. Now, yes, Philippians, know that near or to that, in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning Jesus and receiving for years only. Hallelujah. It is for even in Thessalonica, I gave faith once, and I gave also my near testimony. Not because I desire it, but I desire truth. That they are bound on you at the thing which were sent from you, and order of the same a sacrifice that said, the word pleasing to God. Say, but my God has supplied all your needs according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. You see that? So they were always ready to be. And then when he left the Babylonia, right? They did. So they did not give God the promise. Amen. When he was in Thessalonica, which is within Macedonia, he said, from all acts of faith was he. You see that? Yes, yes. So that means they do it. And in Corinth, he showed that in their poverty, so that means they thought that Philippi was one of the two. He said that Philippi was a good, not a real person. Hallelujah. A good. But in that same poverty, you know, that is where I'm doing this. You don't have to do. No matter this. Amen. But yet they see you. And they didn't see you. That means Jesus is still of the winning heart. That's what he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. He said they were focused on winning. Giving stand for the winning heart. Hallelujah. When there is no winning, so we don't give it. So giving is for the winning. What are we? Hallelujah. But the reason, tell that you have your partner with you right now. Yeah. Okay. Hear that? Do you know? I said, you can't even have your partner. You find out very well that this guy is a man. And you're not going to be because pastor said he had a need. So, okay, you're not going to be because Paul said he had a need. No. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul was walking. You know, so that you hear people say some funny things. Yes. How can you be teaching to your pastor that has a Friday jet? He's your pastor. He's your pastor. Tell us that. You're not going to be your pastor. He's your pastor. Tell us that. Your pastor is already rich. Your pastor already has. I hear some people arguing that. Your pastor already has a school. He's making money from his school. I think what I think he needs. Why are you giving? That you communicate to him that seeketh peace in all good. Now this time you communicate with your joke. Go with the Lord. Hallelujah. So you go on when the pastor begins to now we for Paul at all. Paul has now shown you that the pastor is able to demand to be given to. But the problem is you to demand it for the extortion. Look at this. Say, I demand you to give me the joke to the extortion. Glory to God. It's not for extortion. But also, the people should know how to deal with their pastor. Not because the pastor has more than you or doesn't have. That is not the criteria to giving. The criteria to giving is giving. It's an attitude. And that was what we found in the first appeal. More, but yet it is. What are you going to do? More, but yet it is. Glory to God. And that was correct. So, Paul, the reason because Paul asked, he gave because it was his time to the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's get into something that will pick up by tomorrow. Go have the process and start by 10. Amen. Amen. Go have the process. Hopefully, on Monday, we'll have
Christians from going and I read. I want to read from Philippians 1:4. Amen.
Glory to God. So let's see. Philippians.
Let's go a bit of history before coming back. Philippians in history is about trying to agency. Now, we find that within the general scope of find that in Mark, and that this man was so it was a straight move. Philippi was a straight move for the Roman Empire. It was a straight move. Hence, that community of Philippi is an important community. Philippi is an important community. It is an important community. You can actually refer to Philippi as a suburb. A suburb community. Amen. A suburb community. So, what is happening to the suburb community? It's usually not a, in quote, a big. Amen. You have to be not a but now when that's called a city, it means an entrance city. That's what it means. City is an entrance. So we can say Bakati is a city from Kotonou into Nigeria. Amen. City is the first, not the big city. What the problem is? Amen. Kijaniki is part of the outskirts. And it's a problem. So you find out that they are running, you can just up and down. Amen. That's really for Israelis now. Up and down. Amen. It's a characteristic. So, when you say the characteristic of Philippi, will be what Israel is. You're not ready to come. Amen. Come on. Well, I'm about to keep going. Or good middle class and lower class here. Right? In both. It's not like you find a little bit less or big people there. You don't call it here. Right? You don't call it here. You sell our pocket. Right? But you find them in number. Do you understand me?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because it's a good group. So it's a good group. Yes, much more they became an important route. Now it's the same route for the Roman Empire, but it was an important route for the gospel. So God will use what, as it were, in the natural was the same route to becoming a very vital route in the preaching of the gospel to other cities, because of some feedback. That they entered into the Thessalonica to kill me and then the whole of the land. Hallelujah. So because it became an important route for God in the propagation of the gospel. Hallelujah. So other cities of Thessalonica began that route for other cities of Thessalonica. Right? And other places. Amen. Became a very important route. That God will give you to get to other cities in your story. Glory to God. Like I said, we're not rich, we'll get you to. Glory to God. Glory to God. So let me say something about the Philippian quote Macedonian church. They face persecution. They face persecution. As Paul was persecuted for the Lord. As Paul was persecuted for the gospel. they were also persecuted.
Right?
the serious time. So what is that serious time?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, the book of Macedonia opens up for you. You know, remember I told you, an undertone in the book is Pentecost. But an undertone. We see it in the book of Pentecost. Yes. Hallelujah. They are ready for you. He tells them to enjoy the day of time. He tells them to be born. So, what is Paul's ready for you? Right? Hallelujah. So, the book of Philippians opens us up to how the believer should live in the world. Opens us up to the character of the believer in the nation of the world. How do we react when they are oppositions to the church? Where there are materials written against the church? Where people know in our world today, where there's all those darts and arrows against the church, fighting the church. There's a fight against the church. Right? It's in the first two editions in the social media. Right? But what should be your response? Hallelujah. What should be the believer's response? What should be the believer's response to him in the natural? What should be your response when there is great conflict? And then again, in a nation like ours, where you have a church, when there is great conflict, when in hard times, right? In natural, in hard times, what should be the response of the believer to hardship? What should be the response of the believer to objective or hard times in war? What should be your response? Is it to carry placards? What should be your response? Right? What should be the response of the believer? And we will get to see this as a first glory and get to see this for once. Hallelujah. Let's end the word.